All right, welcome aboard. Yeah, I know the music ran out, and it's very unprofessional of me to start the show late. Whatever. It's me. You guys are used to it by now. All right, it's a very short show today. I'm only on until 6 because of this week in college basketball, which is then followed by Red Wing hockey at 6:45. And the Red Wings are in Columbus tonight, and they'll face off just after 7 o'clock. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're going to talk some girls basketball right now because the biggest story in the area is also one of the best-kept secrets, unfortunately, because I just don't think that this has gotten a whole lot of coverage, that the Lady Big Reds over at Port Huron High School are 17-0 right now and are have already swept through league play. They went 10-0 in the white, and they won their first league championship, we believe, in 10 years, is it?
Yes,
says Emma. Emma Trombley is here. Julia Gilbert is here, and Madison Landshut is here. Coach Gilbert is here too, but she's cowering in the corner and is leaving it for the kids to talk themselves up this time around. So who wants to be the chief spokesperson here? Because I know that some of you are a little bit more shy than the others.
Okay.
That's going to be you?
Yeah.
Could they hear that?
All right, let's start off with being 17 and when the season starts, do you ever think that, oh, wow, we're so good, nobody's going to beat us 17 games into the season? Or is this kind of a surprise to you?
I don't think it's a surprise. I kind of do, but I kind of don't, because everybody works really hard. And we all really, really wanted this year, and we had the right people, the right team to do it, and we just got it done. And it's really a proud moment, and I'm really happy about it.
A couple years ago, you guys were, you were a young team. You were okay, but not great.
Yeah.
And you had to play Port Huron Northern in the playoffs, and they had a big team, and everybody was talking about how deep into the playoffs Northern was going to make a run, and you guys beat them at the district. Was that kind of the start for this group of players to realize that we're kind of young right now, and we've already accomplished something that nobody thought that we could do, that maybe in the next couple of years we can do some good things?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, that kind of started it, and, we were all pretty young back then, so, we really developed over time, but I do think that had a big part of it. We kind of knew that we could do it, take it a little bit further than just winning or beating Northern in districts. We can win it.
Why are you guys so good this year, do you think?
I think we work hard all the time, and I feel like to watch us progress over the season, it's the hard work, and it's nice to see that success.
What I like about you guys is there isn't like a superstar. Like, it's not, oh yeah, the Big Reds are 17-0 because so-and-so scores 35 points every game and nobody can stop her. You guys spread it around. You've got like 11 kids on the team and everybody contributes something. And every night it seems like you got a different leading scorer or a different leading rebounder or a different person makes the big shot in the game.
Yeah, I definitely think we have a wide variety of players who just can, get stuff done, and that's good for a team, and we all just come in and do our part, and that's what makes us successful.
You going to say anything at all, Julia?
Well, I think that we've also been, playing together for a while, for, a long time, some of us since, third grade, so, that kind of helped us with, our chemistry and stuff that we have on the court.
Now, is that just through school, or is it also, I know in the summer a lot of you play in basketball leagues. In fact, you probably know a lot of the kids on a lot of the teams that you play, because in the summer you probably play together.
Yeah, we do. We play in the summertime too, and before we played on travel teams together, when we were really young too.
Now, I've got two over here. I've got a Gilbert and a Trombley over here. What's it like to have and to play with, because I know you both have, another Gilbert or another Trombley on the team? Is it fun, or is it B, competitive?
I think it's both, because it's competitive, because when we're in practice together, we like to push each other and make each other better. And it's also fun because, like, when we play with each other in games, we can play together, and that's what's, like, fun about it.
Yeah, you kind of know what the other one's thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes it a lot easier. Same for you?
I definitely think that we have a really good chemistry, so that's what makes it fun.
Is it more fun now, though, that Madeline's not there and it's just you now?
No, I miss her. I miss playing with her, but I was scared of her. I'm not even going to lie.
Me too.
So she was the bossy one?
Yeah. Not.
You better do it right or you're going to hear about
it. Not vocally, just like physically.
How about you, Madison? Because you weren't always a Big Red, were you?
No, I've always been a Big Red.
You've always been a Big Red?
Yeah. Yeah, I've gone there since freshman year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Always.
I don't know why I thought you were someplace else briefly.
No.
And then you kind of came in that you were the adopted child.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. Yeah.
All right. A couple of players aren't here, but I want you to tell me about them. Tell me about Jenna Holzberger.
Probably one of the hardest workers, I would think. Jenna is such a great player. She contributes so much. She's so positive and just overall just a really good player. And she's a great team leader, and I'm really going to miss her next year as a point guard.
I want to hear about Morgan James.
Oh, Morgan, she is very tough. And, like, I feel like she's, like, a good teammate. She always wants to be there for her teammates. Like, if one of us is struggling or something, she's always, like, there for us.
You've already told me about Madison, so tell me about Jaden DeLong.
Jaden, she's like the hype girl, I guess. She's always like cheering everyone on, and like when she makes a good pass or she sees a good pass or something, she's like going crazy. She has really good positive energy.
We could mention everybody on the team, because like I said, I think just about everybody on the team contributes in one way or another. Mm-hmm. But is there somebody on the team that if they weren't playing, you guys would really miss?
Like everyone, like we'd miss every one of them. Like they're all special in their own way, and they all contribute in their own way. So, and their personalities, they're just, we'd miss like every one of them.
Coach, you're not going to get to escape here. Tell me about coaching this group. And how they've kind of come together over these couple of years that you've been together.
Well, it's been really cool watching this group grow up. Like Julia had said, you know, they've been playing together since they were third, fourth grade. So I've known all of these girls since they were little. And now to be able to coach them in high school and get to see them be so successful, it just means a lot to me, and I'm just so super proud of them because it's what they have done to get to this point of being such a great group of girls to coach, and then just to be able to see how well that they play together. And I don't know, it's just, it's hard, I guess, hard to put into words other than just a proud, you know, proud coach, because I know what it takes, or I know what they've done to get to this point, and it's not easy. You know, it's a lot of time and commitment.
And I don't want to push these guys out the door and get rid of them because they're a lot of fun right now, but I understand, or at least I'm hearing, that you've got all more good players coming up over the next few years, that there's some good kids in middle school right now, mm-hmm. and that JV and freshmen have got a lot of talent too.
Yeah, our JV team, I think, has only lost two games this year playing in the, you know, the white conference, and then all the same teams that we've played. And then the eighth grade group of kids, which actually has another Trombley on it, and Williams, Jocelyn's younger sister, and Lauren's younger sister is on that team too. So, you know, it's good to have some younger girls coming into our program as well.
I feel bad for Jocelyn Williams because it seems like every time I do a Big Red game, she's hurt.
She, you know, she did struggle with injury last year, but, you know, knock on wood, she's been pretty healthy this year for us. And, you know, she just brings like a quickness and, you know, to the game, and she can jump like no other. She can out rebound pretty much everybody. So it's, you know, that's her specialty right there, is her quickness and defense and rebounding.
Pretty much everybody here plays more than one sport. What's your favorite sport, Emma?
Basketball. Yeah. I love softball too, but like basketball is my favorite.
Now see, and like you're a shortstop, and what, yeah. You pitch too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
But basketball is the one.
Mm-hmm.
How about for you, Julia?
Definitely basketball for me too, probably because I put the most time into it than I do for like softball and volleyball.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to give me the basketball answer?
Yeah, same with me. I love basketball. It's my true love. Out of all the sports.
Yeah, basketball is my worst, so I'm going with hockey. I got to go with hockey because I can't do basketball. I already told you about my free throw shooting percentage. And all right, so 17-0. You've got there's the MAC tournament, so I know you have to play Eisenhower next week, and then there'll be a couple of games after that. But pretty soon here is the district, and, you know, this is a tough district. Lance Cruz North, who I know you guys beat early in the season, but they won the MAC Blue. Dakota still has a chance to maybe win the MAC Red, share the MAC Red title. Anchor Bay is like a third-place team, and they're really good this year. You guys are 17-0, and Northern's in it too, and you guys proved a couple of years ago record doesn't matter when you're playing a rival. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Have you done the draw yet, Coach? So you don't know who you're playing yet. So, I mean, any of these games is going to be tough, but if you guys still haven't lost a game, you know there's going to be a big target on your back, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you feel confident, though, going in?
I do feel pretty confident. Not like too cocky, but I mean, I feel like we work really hard. Like, even though we haven't lost it, we still work every single day. Like, we're going to lose. Like, just keep working. And I think we've gotten so much better just from the beginning of the season. I think we have a really good chance, but we also still need to work hard.
Yeah.
I know it's not going to be easy, but I think we can definitely do it.
I almost think if you get out of the district, it almost gets maybe a little easier. It couldn't get any tougher, could it?
It's a tough district.
Yeah.
So good stuff. Well, congratulations. See, I told you this was easy. Emma was all like, oh.
It was good. It was good.
Told you this would be real easy. You guys are already done. Congratulations on the great season. Keep it up. We'll see you a few more times, I'm sure, before the year is over. I don't have my schedule right in front of me, but definitely we'll be at Lance Cruz North when the districts start. So good luck, ladies, and great job. Congratulations, a league championship, the first in about a decade for Port Huron High School girls basketball. You guys should be proud of yourselves.
Thank you.
All right, and Coach, thanks for bringing them in.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks for having us.
All right, we have to take a break, and then we'll be right back.